Adolf Kohn, born 1872, Terezin Treblinka, murdered. Ida Stengel, born 1900, Terezin Auschwitz, murdered. Rolf Walter Balash, born 1925.
Daniel Meron, the Israeli ambassador to the Czech Republic, reading the names of the Czech victims of the Holocaust to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day, or Yom HaShoah, which falls on this Tuesday. The 15th edition of the public reading of the Holocaust victims' names, which traditionally takes place at synagogues or public gatherings all around the country, went online this year due to the restrictions related to the coronavirus outbreak. The event got underway at 2 p.m. on Tuesday on the website of the Terezin Initiative Institute. I discussed the details with its director, Tereza Štěpková.
So we were forced to redesign the traditional public reading of the Holocaust victims' names, Yom HaShoah, into the virtual space. So we will meet with the people they want to join the reading and to read the names of the Jewish and Roma names of Holocaust victims in a virtual space. And it would be broadcasted on our website of Terezin Initiative Institute, terezinstudies.cz, for the whole 3 hours from 2 p.m. to 5.
So how many people have registered to take part in the event, and how many pre-recorded videos have you received?
I have to say we are really honored and surprised how many people will join the reading. It's about 80 people, they will join the real reading online, and we have received about the same number, 80 video recorded reading from various people from Czech Republic, and some of them are from abroad, Germany, Great Britain, Austria and others.
The highlight of this year's Yom HaShoah is identity. Can you explain that in greater detail?
We wanted to talk and motivate the people about the thinking about identity because of its complexity. As we are used to look at the people in contemporary life, but in history, especially history of World War II or communities connected to Holocaust, as a people with just one side of their life and identity. But the identity is more complicated, and we have to look at the people, the members of Jewish community, members of Roma community, the members of LGBT community, as a people they had complex life and complex stories, and to try to understand how they lived before the war, how we are looking at our own identity, and so on.